beloved. I'm going to go into a Prince song.
Yep.
We are gathered here together to celebrate the marriage of Bill and his pet Gibbon. What's the name of your pet Gibbon?
My Gibbon's name is Peanut, and you know I would never marry Peanut the Gibbon. That's ridiculous.
No. We have Akila Easter in the studio. You are the owner and operator of Etiquette Femme.
Yes.
Or I would like to say FOMME, because it's F-E-M-M-E, the French pronunciation. Was reading a little something about wedding etiquette, and this is the biggest wedding month, isn't it, June?
Yes, yes.
In all the world or just in the Chicago area?
Mainly, well, all the world. Mainly all in the world. People love the summer months. They like to have outdoor weddings, those different types of things.
Yeah.
Hopefully they won't get rained out with our weather. But, yeah, June is going to be a big month. You should be getting, you should have gotten the invites probably in April for these weddings that are coming up.
You know what Kevin did, and this is smart, and I see more and more people doing this, is they'll send out prior to the wedding invitation a save the date
save
thing. That's a great idea.
Especially for people who need to travel. So if you have to get your funds and everything together, you want family to come from across the country or maybe from another country, you need to give them some heads
up.
Kevin, I'm just curious, was this your idea or Sarah's idea, the save the date?
Anything that we have done right has been Sarah's idea.
I believe
that the most perfect thing to say. Yeah.
Kevin really didn't tell you when he booked you that he's getting married?
No, we would have had a discussion before. No, no, he did
not.
He's
bashful about it. He's very bashful about it. Now, what you want to do when you get an invitation to a wedding is you want to promptly send that back, and you want to make sure, like, if it's for one or for two people, you never want to exceed that limit under any circumstances, correct?
Please do not write in somebody's name on an invite. Within 3 days, you should respond to the RSVP.
Whoops.
That should be
3 months or 3 days?
3 days. 3 days.
And if you cannot make it, if you have RSVP'd, you still need to let them know of that change. But some people assume that they can bring their kids, that their kids' names are not listed. No, it's only the people's names who are on the actual invite.
So if it says and family, you're welcome to, correct?
Hopefully you didn't address and family, because family could be 20 people. You can say and guest. So
or Mr. and Mrs., yeah.
Yes.
But if it's worded, because even the same thing etiquette-wise for like a graduation party or something, if it comes to Mr. and Mrs., it's just the two of you.
Yes, because you're limited tickets, so it's limited plates, those different types
of things. Some couples can't afford to have, like if they know you real well and you're not dating anybody, it'll just be to you. You can't just assume ever. They probably mean in a guess, because you
can't.
And
especially, if it's not a serious relationship, you probably don't want to bring that date to a wedding. So
true. So true.
Yes.
So true.
Here is a wedding etiquette issue. I've been married for 18 years.
Awesome.
Bill, 25.
It'll be 25 in a few weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And are you married?
No, I'm not.
Wait.
But I've been to thousands of weddings.
Yeah.
And I'm the 27 dresses, right? So I've been in a lot of different weddings.
Yeah.
I've seen it fall apart in front of my eyes. Mm. Yes.
I have to throw out this little etiquette question.
Okay.
When I got married, you and I were working at another radio station, and there were a couple of people there that we really liked. And there were a couple of people there that I wasn't so fond of, but I felt politically I had to invite them. How does that work in a workplace situation?
You should invite your coworkers if you're inviting one. I know it's your day and everything, but hopefully they won't come because they know that you guys don't have that type of relationship, but it is a nice gesture. Or sometimes I would tell my bride to maybe invite them to the luncheon or something to that effect, one of the events, so they do actually have some type of connection to that day.
But it gets weird.
What
because
if there's 20 people?
Yeah, if you work in an office where there's 20 people and there's maybe four or five you see socially, a couple you're polite with, you don't know who's in and who's out. And you always, I remember Wendy, you're like, I got to invite the boss. And I said, but we don't like our boss. He said, I know, but we have to invite him.
I didn't say that. You did.
Did not say that. Well, I mean, I always get down to it's your day. So if you want to spend money on inviting people that you're not too fond of, you can open that door. But it is, in the end, your day to invite the people. But be prepared for coming back to work after enjoying that lovely wedding.
Someone told me when I was getting married that take time to enjoy your own wedding. Because a lot of times you're really worried about things, getting the picture. I am a type A personality. I'm a bit of a control freak.
Yes.
But on the day of my wedding, my sister-in-law, Sheila, God love her, was late for the pictures. I didn't care. Yeah. We took pictures before the wedding. She's not in them. After the wedding, she is. No big deal. I was told you're not going to have any fun at your wedding. I arrived at the wedding with my bridal party, including my sister as my maid of honor, my niece, two nieces and a nephew, with a bottle of Korbel champagne in one hand, a Miller Lite in the other, and a smoke in my mouth.
We were shocked to see it, Akilah. Those of us in attendance were shocked.
Really?
It was the most fun I've had in my life.
It is your day.
We missed the receiving line because we were a little late, and so we went table to table to say hello. Perfect. And I liked that even better.
Right. You got to see everybody who was there. If it was maybe somebody on your spouse's side who you didn't know, you got a formal introduction.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's your day. I think the stress level is so high all the way up to that day that that morning you're just like, I don't care. You know, just whatever happens, happens. And that's the best advice. You can't control it. I know you said you're type A. I do, too. But that's when you have to let go, and that's the purpose of your bridal party. That bridesmaids or that maid of honor is supposed to be there to take care of all those little things.
What do you think of this, Akilah? My wife and I decided we were going to pay for everything. We didn't want to be influenced by her parents or my parents. Ooh. We wanted to call all the shots, so we paid for everything.
Right.
We knew we had a limit of 105 people, and she and I talked, my wife and I, and we said, let's invite the people that mean most to us. Sometimes it was friends over relatives. Mm-hmm. A lot of relatives got upset.
Yes.
Because there's always a thing in a family, hey, I came to your wedding, he came to my wedding, I came to his kid's wedding.
Right.
But we really wanted the people that were closest to us. There's relatives that are still mad at me. It's been 25 years, they're still holding a grudge. They should let that go, right?
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah.
It's your day.
Well, they will soon, because I invited them to Kevin's wedding as a way of making it up to them.
We paid for our own wedding, too, and we got stuck paying a lot more because there were relatives we could not leave off the list.
Well, it's your day.
We just felt the pressure from
the long
both sides.
Term, yes.
We
and
get
mom
the list,
was like,
the list for my mother-in-law
right.
was bigger than the whole
sure.
wedding.
Yeah.
Mom has a list, dad has a list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's your day though. But yeah, if you can't invite the whole family, just let them know. Probably send them like a nice little gift or a booklet of everything that happened. Let them know.
Here's
about
all the fun we had
day.
Without you.
Yeah.
Draw a six-figure. Here's where you could have been in the family photo.
Everybody wave, yes.
Right. We were all here. Too bad you weren't invited.
But don't you honestly think people understand that, especially nowadays?
You would hope so, especially if they've gone through a wedding. They know the stress that's associated with it. So you'd hope that they could translate that to what you had to do with picking who you could allow to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is it offensive to decline going to a wedding?
No, not at all. A lot of times you may not be able to afford, especially if it's out of state, those different types of things.
True.
Hopefully that friend will understand your financial situation.
Right.
You can send a gift to them directly from their registry.
Can you send a less expensive gift since you didn't attend? And I'm not saying that to be cheap.
No, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Actually, etiquette stipulates that you should not ask for gifts for the wedding. But yes, it's okay to send a less expensive gift, whatever you can afford, because that's just saying that we're wishing you luck on your nuptials.
Akilah, if you don't want to go to somebody's wedding, what's the best bogus excuse to put on the invite?
You don't what's have to put it. Just circle yes or no.
So sorry, cannot attend.
I've said my regrets.
All
yes.
Right.
But send that gift immediately, and then they'll forget about it because they'll get the gift before the wedding.
Oh, that's true, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
or
a good
forget
point.
To send the gift, and then they forget they ever invited you.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
No, I know brides who keep lists of who they got their gifts from.
Oh, yeah,
so yes.
Sure.
So what is the going rate? This is, I think, the question of all questions. My cousin is going to a wedding by herself.
Okay.
And it's a friend, but not real close. They're in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So what is the going rate with one person? I said probably $100
yes.
at this point.
If you're not close to the family, $75 to $100 is a good start. Mm-hmm. If you bring a date, you want to double that. Mm-hmm. Now, the old saying is you want to pay for your plate, but a lot of etiquette coaches go against that now. So $75 to $100 if you're distant, and if you're a close relative, $100 to $150. And if you're a rich relative, you give what you want.
Yeah. And
Kevin, how much are your plates, by the way, just so we can figure out how much to give you?
She's hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah, somewhere in the 75 to 100 range, yeah.
But that's it. It used to be, you know, $100 for you and your date to
right,
go,
sure,
and
right.
now it's at least 200 if you bring, and if it's someone closer, if it's family, don't you have to go more like 225, 250?
Yes. Well, American weddings are the most expensive, so other countries laugh at us about how much money we spend on our weddings for
yeah.
that one day versus a down payment on a house. But, yeah, so those are, yeah, you're going to increase because if you think about the venues, particularly the Chicago area, so it would probably be the cost of living in that area, too, would dictate
sure.
that price.
But mm-hmm. you can, if you want to, you can give a gift that's not on any registry and not give money. You can make them something out of popsicle sticks. They would love to see that.
No, you
they?
Can't.
It is okay, but if they do a registry, know that they've taken time out to pick those gifts out, and
sure.
that's what they need, and that's
right.
what they want. And if you do go off of the registry, sign in to let them know so they're not getting duplicate gifts. Some people
oh,
will just see the registry and go to the store and pick it up
right.
and not say, well, I'm here for the Easter party, something to that
right.
effect.
So, right.
Yes. So if you don't do it online, tell the salesperson
yes.
that
can
to
you take
it
off
the list.
Yes. Or they're going to get 20 duplicates.
Yeah.
Before we take a quick break, and listeners, if you have any questions, 312-981-7200, Akila Easter, owner and operator of Etiquette Femme, Etiquette FEMME.com. Is the website. If you give a nice gift and that wedding dissolves within under a year, can you write them a letter to want your gift or your money back?
What a great question.
No. You can't pull that back. Hopefully, they may have the proper etiquette and try to return those gifts.
Who does
Has that?
Has
that ever
Nobody
happened?
Does.
That's never
okay.
happened. No, of course not. Any questions or comments? Akila Easter is our guest, the owner and operator of EtiquetteFemme.com. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Traditional music, or you could have I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll. That was played at my reception.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we're talking to Akila Easter, owner and operator of Etiquette Femme. We are talking about wedding etiquette. June is the biggest month for weddings, but they happen all year long.
Yes.
And we have some questions from the listeners, so you will have to put those headphones on
okay.
if they're plugged in.
Great.
And this is Lewis? Hi, Lewis.
Hi. I was wondering, is the father of the bride obligated to pay for the wedding?
Lewis, no, not with modern weddings. Most of the time, 70% of couples have been paying for their own weddings at this point.
Sure.
Yes, the father of the bride is not obligated. If he would like to contribute or if he would like to maybe pay for the bridal shower or some type of event prior to the wedding, that's always a great gesture.
Okay,
yeah, I was always under that impression. However, it seems like most people I run into, they expect the bride's father to pay. For the wedding.
Do you think that goes on still? I don't.
Not yes, with modern yes. weddings, especially with the price of modern weddings. A lot of parents would think that their children are losing their minds
right.
with the
yeah.
cost of weddings.
Right.
So, no. Most, like I stated, 70% of couples have been paying for their own weddings.
Lewis, do you have a daughter or two or three or four
yes.
or five that you're worried about?
Well, I have one daughter. This happened several years ago. I gave her money, but I told her I wasn't going to pay for the whole wedding.
Right.
And she was upset with that. She and her boyfriend or her husband now, they both thought that I should have paid for the wedding.
Had you discussed that prior or?
No.
Okay.
No.
She just had the
but
expectation.
It's always, in the crowd that she ran around with, it was always that way.
Okay.
You know, the
father
parents.
Paid.
Well,
yeah.
that's how it used to be, at, like, in the 50s and 60s
oh, for years and years
70s.
And years,
but,
yeah.
Right, and you were marrying your daughter off, so now women are working, so
right.
they have their own financial backing
right.
now as well.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Lewis, hope you had a good time anyway. What about the rehearsal dinner? Is that still customary for the bride's parents to handle that?
It's actually anybody within the wedding, so just the couple can't give their own, pay for
mm-hmm.
their own. But anybody who's close to them can offer to pay for the rehearsal dinner.
What a good idea. Mm-hmm. Both families should pitch in to pay for that.
Definitely.
I think that's a great idea.
That's
and then
fine.
The couple pays for their wedding.
Right.
Seems
yeah.
fair. All right, some other questions. Renee is on the line. Hi, Renee. This is Akila Easter. We're talking weddings.
Hi, Akila, Bill, and Wendy. How you doing?
Great,
Hi.
Thanks. What was your question?
I was wondering about the out-of-state or destination weddings. What would be an appropriate gift?
hopefully they have registered, just to give you some type of hints.
But wait a second. You're also paying for a ticket to go out there.
Thank
so
you.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It is still kind of expected to give a gift. It can be a smaller gift, like I suggested, but a lot of people who are having destination weddings do not anticipate a lot of people coming to their wedding, to be honest.
So a gift would be more appropriate than cash? I mean,
both of those are considered gifts, so yeah. Cash is considered okay.
And but how's this? If you give a gift, you could spend a little less, couldn't you?
Yes, and when you give cash, you're stuck at that amount versus you get a nice $20 gift, and that will be your flight and everything else will be the gift of being there.
Although $20, really?
I would say it. If you're flying there and those are the different things, you can find a great gift that looks a lot more than it actually
is. Oh, mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you, Renee. Safe travels.
Let's say, Akilah, somebody attends your wedding and doesn't bring you a gift or send you a gift, and they say, you know, I'll get you the gift. Don't worry about it. And then
if they're saying that, they're never
25 years pass and they have not given you a gift
what
yet.
What did I not give you?
You weren't. It's not you. It's not you. It's not you.
I would bring it up every time I saw it. No. You have 3 months to give a gift.
Right.
I know some old sayings is a year, but you do have 3 months to send a gift. Hopefully they're not that taboo to where they came to your wedding, enjoyed your food, enjoyed your hospitality, and didn't bring a gift.
But you, if you're one of the people who had that happen, you never want to bring that
you
up.
You don't want
That's
to bring
bad.
It up.
You just let it go.
You may just give them that little look every
right.
time you see them.
Right, stare yes. at them.
Just mention their name on the radio. Who is it?
I'm not saying their name. I'm not saying Ken's name. It's ridiculous. I won't do it.
All right, Kate is on the line. Kate, you have a good question for Akilah Easter.
Hi.
Hi, Kate.
My son's getting married this summer, and his fiance has some family members. They have 4 and 5 children.
Yes.
And I said, you know, just put Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so and not include family. Is that the correct way to do it? Because,
correct.
I mean, then you have 6 people coming for one family?
No.
That's crazy.
Only the people whose names are listed on the invitation are those who are to come to the wedding. Or it should say guest singular. Do not put plural. Do not put family. Only who's listed on the invite.
Okay. Well, what happens if they return the reply card and it says, you know, you've invited 2 people and they put down 6?
You suck it up and deal with it and then you bitch about it years later
forever.
Like I did.
For the rest of your life.
I have seen that. People write in who they're bringing to the wedding. Sometimes the mother of the bride has called that guest to let them know, you know,
we're limited. Oh, can you do that?
Yes. Don't put it on the bride or the groom, but you can have somebody in the party. Just say, you know what, we're limited to this number of people.
Right.
And the kids may not really enjoy. There's alcohol being served and those different types of things.
Yeah.
And how many times do people then say, well, we're not coming?
Yep, I've heard that too.
Yep.
And people have not come to the wedding.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
I'm so with
you, Kate. We worked it out.
You know, when you're putting that list together and you're writing it hoping, God, I hope they don't come. I hope they don't come.
Right.
It's terrible that it's become that, though.
Yeah, you're just trying to make the gesture, but then those are all the people who will show up.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Kate. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Kate. What about speeches at the reception? A lot of times, you know, the best man and the maid or matron of honor, they'll make a speech.
Yes.
But if you're not scheduled to be a speaker, you don't want to interrupt and make a speech, do you? That's bad etiquette.
Yes. And that can take up to an hour. Everybody wants to reminisce. Only the maid of honor or the best man should make the toast.
Yeah.
And then the bride or groom respond to that. And that should be
it. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. The parents, though, I've seen parents come, you know, not everybody, but sometimes a parent. A dad of the bride or something wants to say something.
They'll step up. And, you know, you can't stop mom or dad. Sometimes they do their toast at the rehearsal dinner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at Kevin's wedding, I have selected some Cat Stevens songs that I think are appropriate that I'm going to sing at Kevin's wedding. There's nothing wrong with that,
Grab the mic.
Good.
Only if it's Moonshadow.
Well, Moonshadow's one of the 6. I got 6 songs.
Six.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Kevin, did you have a question before?
Well, you mentioned, you know, the bride and groom responding. Is that expected? Because I did not plan on speaking before.
Oh.
Get it together, Kevin.
I did not talk, and my husband didn't talk. We didn't want to. We got that out in front. It was best man. It was maid of honor. That's it.
Well, it's not a long speech. Just, you know, acknowledge them. Thank you guys for coming out. Because you're going to want to thank everybody who came to the wedding as well. So that could be the time where you're thanking everybody. Just make it short and to the point.
Yeah. Maybe all Jim eyes did are do that. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't speak. Because I speak for a living. They all wanted me to shut up, really.
Right.
But I think he did just say, you know, I want to thank everybody for coming. Kevin, it's real easy. Thank everybody for coming. So glad you could spend this day with us. And
all right,
cheers.
Sounds like you got it then.
I'll record it. You can just hit play.
It's easy.
And with kids coming to a wedding, I had three kids that were invited, one that just kind of came on the heels of a and guest.
Okay.
And because they were my nieces and nephew and they were in the bridal party.
Right.
But it's okay to have kids, and if you have people coming from out of town who have children,
right,
you can't expect them to get a babysitter at the hotel. They could do it,
right,
but you can't really expect them to, can you?
No, and there are some people who just don't want kids. They will say that they don't want kids at
right.
the wedding, but it is a family event. So if you are welcoming kids, definitely. And I've even seen couples who have hired babysitters in a nearby room
that
for
is
everybody
genius.
Who is there.
That's mm-hmm. nice. Wendy's going to be the flower girl at Kevin's wedding. Isn't that weird? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Don't
be
do
honest.
That. I was like, you are?
Well, you're just like me. I've known him for over 20 years, and I still believe everything
right.
he said. I had to think for a minute.
I
shoot, what am I wearing?
You got to pick out an outfit. Akila, thank you for all this.
Thanks for having me,
very
guys.
Valuable
Thanks
information.
So
Akila Easter's website is called etiquettefemme.com. Great mm-hmm. information for anybody getting married.
Right.
We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.